Thank you for visiting New Song Community Church on the web at newsongpdx.com. We pray that you will be blessed by listening to the message today. You are welcome to celebrate with us in worship and the Word every Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located on the corner of Russell Street at 2511 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Portland, Oregon.
I love that because it's interesting that nobody had to tell you to clap. Y'all just started clapping because you're thankful. And so maybe my message today won't mean as much because you're already thankful. But it's about thankfulness. So let's pray. Father, we just thank you first for sending Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for redeeming our life from the pit, from delivering us from ourselves, from giving us, for giving us an opportunity to have eternal life, for the blessing that comes from being in a relationship with you. Thank you for that. Thank you this morning for what we're going to hear and understand in your word. I pray that your Holy Spirit would speak to us in the ways that we need to hear from you. So we thank you for it. We open our hearts and our minds to hear from you right now. Holy Spirit, speak to us in Jesus' name. We receive your words and we thank you for it. Amen. So I want to tell you something. Many times when you come to church and when pastor's preaching or I'm preaching or anybody's speaking or when we're singing and stuff, there are things that might be said that don't mean anything to maybe you or you or you, but the Holy Spirit reinterprets what is being said and sung and done, and it touches your life in a special way because the Holy Spirit is the great translator. Amen? So I'm praying this morning that, and I don't care what I say, that it says what God's word says, but he speaks to you what he wants you to know. Amen? So I want you to open your heart that way today. In Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:16, it says, rejoice always. Is it up there? Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's just read it. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things, hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. There's another verse in there. Another verse, 23, is it up there? Yeah. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Hallelujah. That's the verse I want to talk to you about today. And it starts out with the word rejoice. 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 Some of you are wondering, why am I keep saying it? Because it's a command. Rejoice. We're not asking, we're telling. It says rejoice. It's something we need to do. Some of us don't understand why we should rejoice. So in this Thanksgiving season, I want to paint a picture for you that might help us to see why we should be thankful and what it does for us. I remember when I was growing up, my mother gave me something, and she said, here, and I received it, and she said, what do you say? I said, thank you. And she taught me, and my dad taught me how to say thank you. And as I got older, I slipped away from that. I would thank people in my mind. You know, y'all have done it. I did it for years. I'd be, oh man, in my heart, I was like really grateful and thankful, but nothing ever came out. Never said a word. Didn't write a card, didn't do nothing. And then when I got into my early 20s, the Holy Spirit began to make me be verbal, saying what was in my heart, let it come out. Let the good things come out. And so some of us, we forget to say thank you to God for the things we enjoy. Amen? Oh, yes, I just hit a nerve there. Look at that. So that scripture says, pray without ceasing, but rejoice always. Those two words, rejoice and always. Keep those in mind. Verse 18 says, in everything. You can leave that up on the screen. In verse 18, in everything, give thanks. I want to stop with the word in. In. Let's look at that. If you're walking down the street in a cold and heavy rain, and you're wearing thin, not waterproof, low-cut shoes, and you unavoidably step into a deep puddle of dirty water, at that point, you are in a situation. Another scenario is you've worked at your job faithfully and showed up. You've done whatever's asked of you, and then you get laid off or maybe even get fired. You're in a situation, right? You woke up one day and found out that your body won't function the way it always has. If you're getting up around my age, things don't always work the way they used to. Can't just jump off the stage like I used to. Somebody stop me. But you, your health is not what it used to be. You are in a bad situation. Amen? That means you agree. Not that it's good, but you agree. Okay. You may see yourself in your life. You might have some trouble or difficulty, and I know everybody has some. Job was a pretty smart guy, and he said, as man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. I heard that when I was younger, and I didn't know what it really meant. If you ever light a fire and you see sparks come, they don't ever go down. They always go up. Sparks rise. And what he's saying is, as sure as sparks are going to rise, you're going to have trouble. Somebody used to say, trouble in my way. You know, there's trouble. Everybody has some. When that happens, you are in a situation. The scripture we read says that in everything, in that dirty water, in that cold, dirty water, in that firing at your job, in that problem that you're facing, in that disappointment, in that broken marriage, in that broken problem, in that, it says in everything, not some things, but in everything, give thanks. And why should it say that? Because it's the will of God for you. It's God's will that you be thankful. And I'm going to show you how that's going to change some things for you. But it says in everything. Now, I want to beat the everything up a little bit. I want to talk about it. You know, every Sunday when we come to church, we have prayer meeting back over in that corner. The choir and whoever's singing, we come here and we practice about 8:15, 8:30. And then at 9:30, we meet back in there and we pray for 20, 25 minutes. And the Holy Spirit shows up every Sunday. Not sometime. Every Sunday he shows up. And I believe faithfully that because of our prayer and our time spent with him, that he does something in this service for you guys, for people, and for us. He anoints us. He fills us. He gives us joy. That's why, you know, they're up here yelling. Some of y'all going, man, why are they so happy all the time? Because we've been back there in the throne room getting with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Because it's a situation. Some Sundays when I come in here, it's a situation. I'm in some kind of situation. Some of us are in some kind of situation. And it might not show on my face, and you might not ever hear me say anything about it. Like many of us, we don't always talk about what situation we are in. But God knows what your situation is, and he's aware of it. So that's why he tells us to, in everything, give him thanks. And this is Thanksgiving, so it's fitting that I should talk about Thanksgiving. Amen? Amen. Some of us are ungrateful. I'm talking to myself. Sometimes I am ungrateful. I don't know about you guys, but honey, I'm going to share something. Is it okay? It's all good. Trust me. It's good. It's good. But when I was a young man and in my earlier life, I used to wash my own underwear and fold my own socks and do all my own stuff. I was a good bachelor before I got married. And then when I got married, I just kept going. I washed the kids' stuff, washed my wife's stuff. I just did all that stuff. When I married Jerusha, she started washing my clothes. And man, I'll come in my bedroom sometime and there'll be a stack of underwear and socks and all this good stuff. It's all folded like it just came out the cleaners. And all I have to do is stick it and put it in my drawer. And sometimes I forget to say thank you. I just get it, stick it in there. But more and more I go, honey, thank you for folding my, I mean, it's a little thing, but not to her, because she did the work. I'm no fool. I know what time it is. Absolutely. And so I thank her for that. I want to be thankful. I want to have an attitude of gratitude. And it's the little things. There's some of us that today, we don't even thank God for waking us up. We just get up with the assumption that we're going to breathe and be here. And there's some people that didn't breathe this morning, or yesterday, or some other day. And God knows that we love being alive, but sometimes we don't tell him. Now, if you grew up in certain church, they used to, the deacons would get on the front row and they would have a saying, a bunch of sayings about this is, last night my bed wasn't my cooling board. Y'all know what that is? That's where they put you in the morgue. It's the cooling board. Some of y'all don't know that. So that means you didn't make it, see? And what he's saying is thank God for not being on the cooling board. And it's a little bit of a ritual sometimes, but it's good to be thankful. And you can make it a ritual, but it can be fresh thankfulness in your part. This season is what we do to help us do that. So it says, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will concerning you. God is really careful about when we thank him. Thanks is the entree to praise and worship. And all three of them are lead you to intimacy with God. Now some of y'all wonder why we lift our hands. Some people wonder why do we sing so much. And you know, I'll just come at 10, you know, 10:20 or 10:30, I'll get one song and I'll go. You know why we encourage you to get here at 10 o'clock and to hear all the music and to participate in all the worship is because that worship is designed to move you from farther away from God, closer to him. And when you start thanking him, it says, enter my courts with thanksgiving. So it's like come into the back door there, the vestibule or the lobby, whatever that area is back there. What's the French word? The foyer, there you go. When you come into the foyer, just that's the thanks. Start thanking God. Lord, I thank you I'm here today. You see what I'm saying? And when you come through the two doors right there, begin to praise him. Praise him. You know what thanks and praise are? They're two different things. Thanks is thank you for, and then you fill in the blank. Praise is I'm giving you glory because of who you are or what you have done. So when you start thanking God, you put yourself in a position to now praise him for, because you're reminding yourself of those things that God did for you. How many of you did he save you from an accident this week? A lot of hands went up. That's protection, man. I've been on the road many times when I shouldn't be here right now. And it was the hand of God that moved that car away from me or moved my car away from the whatever. I remember one day I was about 14, maybe 13. I was driving my older brother. And back on the East Coast, the road's a little narrow, and we were on this too narrow, winding road, and there's no barrier between the oncoming traffic and you, and there's only one lane going either way, and we were kind of in a rural area, And we were driving pretty fast, which is what the speed limit was allowed at that point. But this guy came into our lane. Okay, here's the step. That's the oncoming traffic. And this is the end of our lane right here. So this car comes halfway into our lane. There's nowhere to go. There's a concrete barrier right there. We didn't hit that barrier. And we didn't hit that car. And there's not enough room for two cars to go by. Can you tell me what happened? I'm serious. I just saw something happen. We never hit each other. And he was all over our lane. And my brother couldn't go nowhere because there was nowhere to go. And I remember thinking, how did that happen? And years later, it dawned on me, that was a miracle. That was a miracle. It's impossible. I'm pretty literal, you know, like, and there's no way two cars. I've been on that road since then. There's no way. So God does stuff for us and we forget. We don't even think about it. But that's why I'm reminding us to, in everything, give thanks. Rejoice and always. To rejoice is to delight in God's grace. So a minute ago when I was talking about rejoice, 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 it's to delight in God's grace. What's God's grace? Something that he gave you that you did not deserve, you did not earn, and you can't get it. It's just his willingness to give it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That's grace. That's the grace of God. You didn't deserve it. You didn't pay for it. You can't pay for it. You can't buy it. The only thing you can do is receive it. Amen. All you have to do is receive it. It's the same way God is. He sent Jesus to die for you without any help from you. And all we do is receive his life that he's given in Jesus. We receive that life, and that's how we get it. That's how we get God's grace. And that's why you should rejoice. Because if somebody came and gave you $1 million, now it's probably $10 million. But if he gave you $10 million, would you be dancing in the, huh? Would you? Come on, y'all wouldn't be dancing in the aisle? Tell that truth. I'd be the first one up here giving my tithe. Yes, sir. Pastor, we can pay off the building. Because I'd be grateful. And I didn't earn it, obviously. If you didn't do it, so then why wouldn't you rejoice in that? You see what I'm saying? I might not be doing so great telling you this, but just work with me, all right? It says, rejoice always, and it says, in everything. Those are some interesting words. They're connected. I like to look at them as cousins. Rejoice always. And then in everything, 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 and always. Those are like all, you know, always. Just keep doing it. Keep rejoicing all the time. Doesn't matter what the situation is. You ever see anybody like that? Sometimes they call them perky people. You know, they're always smiling and happy. Y'all know some people like that. They may not be rejoicing and giving thanks, but that's part of it. It doesn't matter what the situation is, they're always happy. I'm kind of like that. My glass is never empty. It's always half full or three quarters full or overflowing. And it's because I made a choice. I decided that I was going to look at things the way God looks at them, not the way I look at them. That's a prime reason why we don't rejoice. Because we're looking at things from our ability. Like, I've been in certain circumstances. One day I was trying to fix my car, and it was a little we used to call it hoopty. It was 1982 or 81, and I had a 1971 Toyota Corolla. And so, and it had a rebuilt engine, and it had air conditioning. Now, if you know anything about a Toyota Corolla, the engine's only that big. And back in those days, if you ran air conditioning, it took about 10 or 15 miles per hour off the car. You turn it on, and all of a sudden you go, and it had the nerve to have air, and it worked for about 2 months. And in Texas, you got to have some AC. I rode around in that car many days sweating to death. But one day it finally wouldn't start. And I had just bought a house. I needed two cars to live in that neighborhood because there's no public transportation. And I had one good car, and I bought this hoopty for a second car. I let my wife drive the good car. I got the hoopty, and I barely got home from work on Friday. And Saturday morning, I went out to start the car, and it wouldn't start. And I thought, man, I'm in trouble. So I pull up the hood. You know, that's what you do. Pull up the hood, and you start looking around like you know what you're doing, right? So I was looking around. I start touching this thing and that. I looked at the battery cables. Are they loose? No, they was tight. I looked at the manifold where the distributor is, and I looked at a few things, and I had a book made by some Haynes book. If you're into cars, you know, it's a technical book. I couldn't understand nothing in that thing, but I had the book, and I opened it up, and I was trying to read on. It was telling you to troubleshoot this, and if the high tension wire is hooked up to this, what high tension? You know, so it was like really rough, but it was Saturday. And I thought, I'm going to get started early, 10 o'clock, I'm out there, 9 o'clock or whatever. I start, nothing. And then after 30 minutes of that, it was, so now I got the other car and got the battery cables out and I jumped it and I got it fired up again. And, but it just wouldn't start. And so it was a stick shift. So guess what? I opened the door, put one foot on the ground, and I was driving my Chevrolet. Shoved one leg in front of the other. I was pushing that thing, and I jumped in it once I got it going, and I tried to pop the clutch, and it said, brruh, brruh, brruh. Nothing. And then the devil started talking to me. And here's what he said. And this is what happens many times. The devil said, man, if you don't get this car started, you ain't going to be able to go to work. And you know what's going to happen if you don't go to work. You're going to lose your job. And you know what's going to happen then. They're going to come and repossess your car. And then you won't even be able to get another job or nothing because you won't have no transportation. And this one's dead. In about 30 seconds, I was homeless. I'm serious. I wasn't going to be, no job, can't pay the mortgage, no house. It's over. And I have a little baby to feed, and my wife and I, we're going to be walking down the street. Can you feed us? You know. And I was like, oh, man. And see, y'all are laughing now like it was funny, but it was not funny that Saturday. And the reason why is because I spent all day in that car trying to get it started. 8 hours, and it was 4:30, and it started getting dark, and I was like, I'm in trouble, man. And this was Saturday, so I thought, man, I'm going to go to church tomorrow. It's going to be my last Sunday at church, because Monday I'm going to get fired because I can't get to work, and, you know, then I'm going to be homeless. So, well, what I didn't remember was that I should thank God. And after all day, it took a whole day, I started saying, you know what, Lord? You know, I didn't even ask you about none of this. What am I going to do? Lord, I know you have a part to play in my life. What is it? And I began to start to praise God. I just started thanking him. Lord, I thank you. I don't know what's happening with this car, but I thank you that I have one good car and it still works. I thank you that I do have a job. Thank you my wife still has a job. Thank you that we have some food in the refrigerator. Thank you that my house is not, mortgage is not going to go unpaid yet. I have some time before all those things might happen. And I looked at it and I realized the devil had me in a hole. And if you listen to him, he'll, you know what? But guess what happens? Praise or thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. I begin to thank God. And when I begin to thank God, I begin to praise him. And when I begin to praise him, I begin to worship him. When I begin to worship him, the atmosphere in my car changed. The atmosphere in my car changed. I'm going to say it again. The atmosphere in my car changed. The devil couldn't talk to me no more. All of a sudden, he went mute. He might have been talking, but I wasn't hearing nothing. Because my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, who died for us that we might have eternal life. I'm a king and a priest to my God. God said that you are now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. Great is our God. How great is our God? You hear what I'm talking about? The devil don't have no place around that. You know why? Because he hates praise. And as soon as you start being thankful, you change the atmosphere. You change the circumstance. And I promise you, you can change the circumstance. You begin to praise God. I'm going to tell you one more story and then we're going to be done. I was in a fellowship. No, I was in a group actually. And some of you heard about this. It was a musical ministry. We grew up in the 70s. And we used to go minister all around the country. There were four of us guys in that group. And we always had one girl. So it was five of us, and then sometimes we had a sixth person. But the four guys lived together in a house in New York City, and we lived together in a community. We shared everything that we had. We didn't make much money, but God met all of our needs. We were successful in seeing lots of people come to Jesus. And we grew in Christ because we were in an incubator of Holy Ghost fire. Every day, God would do miracles for us all the time. So one day, we all decided to go our separate ways, and then everybody got married. And then we decided that, you know what, our ministry ain't over. We're getting back together with our wives. We all married the girls that were in the group. So it was all family. And we decided to live together in a house again. So now we're removed from New York. We're in Texas. We're in this house. And me and the wife of one of my good buddies, the two of them got into a thing with me about something. I'm not going to mention what it was. And because somebody might hear it and then it won't be good. So, but it wasn't a big thing now. But at the time, we were flexing. You know what that means? We started looking, and me and him never had any kind of beef or nothing, but it was like, really? We're going to have a problem? And he started, and I was like, I haven't had a fight since I was 16. And he was like, man, my wife said, you did so-and-so. And I was like, no, man. And we kept arguing and going back and forth. And then the Holy Spirit said, at first it was like, and then I wasn't here, so he started banging on my heart. And he said, why don't you praise me? Why don't you thank me? And I was like, what's that going to do? But here, I had been learning about what I'm telling you today. I had actually read a whole book about thanking God in all circumstances. And so now God he taught me something. Now he's going to let me put it into practice. That's how it works, Jeff. That's right. Sure enough. I said, okay, let's just pray. They looked at me like, that ain't gonna fix nothing. Not really, they didn't. But I mean, it was kind of like, Okay, if you insist. So we got in the lotus position on the floor, because that way we couldn't hurt nobody. I can't do it now, but we got down and we grabbed hands, and it was the three of us. And I didn't wait for them to say nothing. I just began to thank God. Lord, I thank you for, and I named their names. I thank you that they love you. And as soon as I did that, I mean immediately after the second sentence, the presence of God came over me like hot water. I mean like hot water. And it went right through my hands and it went to them. And they began to praise God. And they began to thank God without me saying nothing. I just kept praising God. They started joining in. We prayed for about 10 minutes. When we got done, we didn't even know what we was arguing about. And we never brought it up again. It was immediately erased. We're friends to this day. And whatever that was, I still don't remember. I'm not trying to either, because it's under the blood. Amen. We exalted Jesus till the devil couldn't get no room to be in that place. Can somebody bring me a tissue? I think there's a box somewhere. Right there, Ray. Thank you. Oh, here we go. Thank you. The ushers wasn't thinking I would need that this morning. Please excuse me. He couldn't turn it down. I'm thankful that there are tissues. Yes, I am. It's the little things. Amen. So, I want you to do this on your own. Psalm 139. I'm going to read a little bit of it really fast. It says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought from afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For as there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. Verse 5 is great. You have hedged me or hemmed me in behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. This is the reason why you need to give thanks, because what you're doing is elevating the God of the universe who knows you like this. He can take care of all your problems. Can I get a witness in here this morning? Can he do it? And this psalm will go through, and you read it, it'll tell you. It says, you have hedged me in behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. This is why you don't have no fear. And your night hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. And it goes on and on and on. I encourage you to read it, because what it does is describes how God knows you from the foundation of the world. He knows you when you were in your mom and dad, your mom's womb, excuse me. He knows you everywhere, intimately. He knows everything about you. So that's a good reason not to worry, because God knows everything. So then you have lots to be thankful for. The God of the universe knows you intimately. He's not afar off. He's not too lofty, even though he's very high and very powerful and all of that. But he still can reach right down and touch us where we are. And when we begin to thank God, we invite him into our circumstance to change it. Amen? Matthew 6:25 says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they are neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. He takes care of them. And if he takes care of them, basically, how much more will he take care of us? Amen? So no matter what the situation presents itself to you, you have confidence in the God of the universe that he loves you, he cares for you, and that he's going to take care of it. Some of y'all still reeling from our presidential election. The president can't do nothing but what God allows him to. Okay? That's if you voted for the other guy, or if you voted for the other guy. Or the other girl, whatever you want to call it. Either way, God is in control. Some of us think we are in a situation. But I'm telling you, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. In the King James, it says, concerning you. It's about you. That you give thanks, it's about you. Amen? Amen. One more time. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, concerning you. And the last verse of that little section there says, well, the 23rd and 24th verse say, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. One translation says, through and through. That's completely, all the way through. May the God of peace sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body, that's all of you, all of us, be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That means until Jesus, until what's his name, Gabriel, whoever it is blowing the trumpet, and the dead in Christ shall rise, until that happens, Jesus is going to keep you blameless. That's what this is saying. And it says in verse 24, because he who calls you is faithful, who will also do it. He will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Amen? If you keep your mind stayed on him, you will be in perfect peace. How you keep your mind stayed on him is what comes out of your mouth. Begin to thank God. I want you to do it right now. We only have a minute or two left, but I want you to stand to your feet, and I want you to thank God. Tell him thank you for whatever it is that you need to tell him thank you. Come on, tell him. Don't just use your hands. Those are good, but I want you to open your mouth and say, God, I thank you for, and fill in the blank. God, I thank you that you're faithful. I thank you that your word is true. I thank you that greater is he that lives in us than he that is in the world. I thank you, Lord, for salvation. I thank you for healing and deliverance. I thank you, Lord, for faithfulness. I thank you, Lord, for blessing. Thank you, Lord, for the families you put us into. Thank you, Lord, for your love for us, that you love us so much, God, that you sent Jesus to bring healing. Hallelujah. There's healing in Jesus. There's restoration in Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you are King of kings and Lord of lords. I thank you that there's nothing that's too hard for you. There's no situation that you can't overcome. There's no trouble you can't fix. There's no brokenness you can't heal. There's no divide that you can't bridge. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You're all sufficient. You're all wonderful. You're worthy. You're great. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are mighty, God, and we thank you for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maybe there's somebody here today that you don't know what we're all excited about. And you can't feel the feelings that we have because we are thankful. And that's because maybe you don't have a relationship with the one that we do. His name is Jesus Christ. And the invitation's in place right now. If you want to receive him right now, I invite you to come forward. Raise your hand, come forward. Just come forward. Don't be ashamed. God wants to do something in your life. Maybe there's some of you here today that you have a need, that you need some prayer for. I want you to come forward. The prayer team is around here. They'd love to come and pray with you. This is a great time to make good on your commitment, the things that you just said, that you're thankful for. Sometimes we need help getting over. That's the thing that Rudy was expressing to us. We're not good all by ourselves. We need fellowship. And there are other believers here today that want to pray with you and agree with you. So if that's you, I wish you would just take advantage of the free gift that God has for you right now. Those of you who don't have a need, I want you to pray for your neighbor, pray for somebody who's down here right now. Amen. Father, we just thank you so much for your blessing today. We thank you, Lord, that you love us so much. Thank you that we can invite you into our circumstances by means of worship, praise, and thanksgiving. Lord, we want to be grateful for the things you've done for us. We thank you, God. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to be dismissed in just a minute, but you can feel free to come down and pray with people at the altar. There's some needs here. And God is able, quite able, to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think. Because he's the great God, and there's nothing that's too hard for him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely this week, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who will also do it. So, Father, we pronounce a benediction of blessing over our congregation, Lord. And we just ask right now that you will meet us all this week as we go and be with family as we celebrate what you have given to us in our lives. Lord, we ask that you'll help us to have great time together, fellowship. Help us to be mindful of who you are. Help us to take a proactive approach and praise you when we don't feel like it. And thank you because we're grateful every day, throughout the day, in everything, give thanks. We thank you for that, Lord. And I pray blessing on each family, each home, each person today, in Jesus' name. And we say amen.
Thank you for listening today. We pray that you have been blessed by listening to the message. You are welcome to celebrate with us in worship and the Word every Sunday at 10 a.m. If you have a prayer need, we welcome you to submit it through our website. We'd love to pray for you. Will you consider supporting us with your prayer and financial gifts? God bless you.